List of racist statements by members of the squad, so far. By Joel B. Polak on July 16, 2019. President Donald Trump tweeted Tuesday that I don't have a racist bone in my body. And challenged his critics to get a list of the horrible things that the four Democratic congresswomen of the so-called squad have said. It is worth noting that all four, Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Ilhan Omar, DMN, Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Ayanna Pressley, DMA, are members of a group called the Justice Democrats. The group is specifically devoted to backing primary candidates against Democratic incumbents seen as being too moderate and too white. Last November, the Justice Democrats launched a campaign called #OurTime, aimed at recruiting candidates to challenge Democratic incumbents who are demographically and ideologically out of touch with their districts. From the start, the squad devoted itself to an explicitly race-based political effort. Then there are their statements. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. From the start, accused race in her campaign for Congress. As Politico noted in 2018, she challenged incumbent Representative Joe Crowley, DNY, who is white, on ideological, generational and racial grounds, arguing that the 10-term congressman was not in step with his majority-minority district and was too cozy with corporate donors. Ock also has a record of controversial statements about Israel. She claimed, for example, that Israel had committed a massacre of Palestinian protesters at the border fence last year. The vast majority were actually members of Hamas, a terrorist organization that was using the fake protest to launch infiltrations and violent attacks against Israel. In recent weeks, Ock has shown even greater insensitivity to the Jewish community by comparing migrant facilities at the U.S.-Mexico border to concentration camps. Attorney Alan Dershowitz, a Democrat and Hillary Clinton supporter, called her claims a form of Holocaust denial. Despite criticism from the U.S. Holocaust Museum, Israel's Yad Vashem, and others, Ock refused to apologize and rejected an invitation to visit actual concentration camp sites. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN. Omar has a long history of anti-Israel statements that have included anti-Semitic themes, such as suggesting that Jews control the world. In 2012, she tweeted, "Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel." Local Jewish community leaders in Minnesota staged an intervention before she took up her seat in Congress. To no avail, she continued making offensive anti-Israel and anti-Semitic statements. In an effort to tamp down the controversy, House Democrats passed a resolution condemning anti-Semitism, but only among other forms of hatred, and without mentioning Omar specifically. After the resolution passed, Omar took a victory lap, claiming, falsely, that it marked the first time Congress had condemned anti-Muslim prejudice. More recently, Omar has supported Ock's inflammatory claim that the migrant facilities are concentration camps. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME. Tlaib believes that the state of Israel has no right to exist and should be dismantled, a stance that lost her the support of the far-left J Street organization, which likes to maintain the pretense of support for a two-state solution. In January, Tlaib posted an anti-Semitic tweet, declaring that members of Congress who supported Israel forgot what country they represent. The American Jewish Committee accused her of using an anti-Semitic claim of dual loyalty. In February, Tlaib called Housing and Urban Development official Lynn Patton, a black woman, a prop for appearing in the gallery during a hearing where members of Congress were debating whether Trump was racist. In May, Tlaib made the bizarre statement that she felt a calming feeling when I think of the Holocaust. She explained by making the false claim that Palestinians had offered Jews a safe haven from the Holocaust. Representative Ayanna Pressley, DMA. On Sunday, just hours after the president posted his congressional tweets, Pressley told left-wing bloggers at Netroots Nation, "We don't need any more black faces that don't want to be a black voice." She appeared to assume that the only legitimate black voice was leftist. Black Americans with other views were legitimate targets of racial attack. Pressley's bio on her official House of Representatives website, not a personal or campaign page, implies that a white person cannot represent her congressional district. The Massachusetts 7th is the most diverse and most unequal district in the state, requiring a representative whose experiences are reflective of the people, it says. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.